Hi, this is Dan Steele with WASA's Legislative Report for Wednesday, February 21st. With Monday's holiday and a lot of budget action in the legislature, we postponed this week's podcast. While there is much activity in policy committees, with today being the opposite House policy committee cutoff, most of the focus was on budgets. Over the last 6 days, all six legislative budget proposals have been released. The Senate's 2024 Supplemental Capital Budget, Substitute Senate Bill 5949, was released last Thursday. The Senate's 2024 Supplemental Operating Budget, Substitute Senate Bill 5950, was released on Sunday. The House's 2024 Supplemental Operating Budget, Substitute House Bill 2104, was released on Monday. And the House's 2024 Supplemental Capital Budget, Substitute House Bill 2089, was released yesterday, Tuesday. While we won't talk about them here, both houses also released 2024 Supplemental Transportation Budgets, Substitute House Bill 2134 and Substitute Senate Bill 5947. The transportation budget usually has little to no K-12 impacts. However, this is just another piece of the puzzle that is key to closing out this session. All six budgets have been heard in their respective committees, and each budget has either been adopted by the committee or scheduled for executive action. We don't have time to review all of the details of the operating or capital budget proposals, so we'll review the high points here. If you want more information, we encourage you to review the February 20th special edition of our newsletter, This Week in Olympia, available at www.wasa-oly.org/TWIO. The Senate's 2024 Supplemental Operating Budget, Substitute Senate Bill 5950, provides for a $1.9 billion increase. This is on top of the $69.8 billion spending in the underlying 2023-25 operating budget for total spending to $71.7 billion. The $1.9 billion increase is comprised of $1.13 billion for maintenance-level spending and $722 million for policy-level spending. For K-12 education, there's an increase of $458.4 million. This is comprised of $190.5 million in maintenance-level spending and $267.9 million in policy-level spending. In terms of the major spending items for K-12 education in the Senate budget, there's a provision for $100 million for pupil transportation. However, it's important to know that $76.9 million of that total is for an allocation correction. There's $49.6 million provided for Senate Bill 5882, which provides for an enhancement for paraeducators in the staffing ratio as a part of the prototypical school funding model. $45 million is provided for the federal community eligibility provision, which requires certain schools to provide free food for all students regardless of poverty. There's also a $13.5 million increase to increase the current special education cap from 15% to 15.6%. The House's 2024 Supplemental Operating Budget, Substitute House Bill 2104, provides for a $2.2 billion increase on top of the underlying $69.8 billion for total spending of $72 billion. The $2.2 billion in the House budget is comprised of the same $1.13 billion in maintenance-level spending and $1.06 billion in policy-level spending. For K-12 education, the House provides $449.7 million, which is comprised of the same $190.5 million in maintenance-level spending and $259.2 million in policy-level spending. In terms of major spending in the House budget, they provide $74.1 million for pupil transportation. However, the bulk of that, $73.7 million, is for an allocation correction. $45.2 million is provided for the federal community eligibility provision, again, which provides free meals for all students in certain schools. Another $36.7 million would increase the current maintenance supplies and operating cost, or MSOC, in the budget. House Bill 2494 would provide for an increase in the current 2023-24 school year and in another increase in 2024-25. The House also provides for an increase in the special education cap, moving from 15% to 17.25%, costing $26.5 million. We continue to be concerned about the declining share of the K-12 budget as a part of the state operating budget. In 2019, the K-12 share of the operating budget peaked at 52%. This was just after the McCleary solution was adopted in 2017 and 18. Since then, however, the share of the operating budget for K-12 education continues to decline. In the underlying 2023-25 budget, the share of K-12 as a part of the operating budget is down to 43.7%. Even more concerning, if the Senate budget was adopted as is, that share would decline to 43.4%. And if the House budget was adopted as is, K-12 share of the operating budget would decline to 43.2%. This is concerning for the paramount duty of the state. Both capital budgets provide for positive investments in school construction. The Senate's Substitute Senate Bill 5949 provides a $121.6 million for school facilities. While this is insignificant compared to the overall $1.28 billion spending package, the small number is really because of a $294.5 million reduction in the School Construction Assistance Program, or SCAP. Understand, however, that this is not actually a cut. It's a necessary adjustment because less districts requested funding than expected due to bond failures. The Senate capital budget would provide for a $144.1 million enhancement to make a significant increase in the construction cost allowance, CCA, or cost per square foot. The current CCA would increase from $271.61 per square foot to $400 per square foot. Additionally, $110.9 million would be provided for the Small District and Tribal Compact Schools Modernization Grant Program. Multiple other projects are also funded in this budget. The House's Substitute House Bill 2089 would provide a net loss of $81.6 million, mostly because of the reduction in SCAP of $294.5 million. The Senate makes that same $294.5 million in the SCAP reduction, but funding an increase in the CCA results in an increase for school facilities. The House doesn't include this enhancement, resulting in a net loss in funding. The House budget enhances the Small District and Tribal Compact Schools Modernization Grant Program at $161.9 million, a little higher than the Senate. Multiple other programs receive enhancements. However, one major difference in the House capital budget from the Senate budget is a proposal for a required review of a potential new school facilities funding program called School Construction Revised Assistance Program Planning, or SCRAP. This program would change the current entitlement program and SCAP into a competitive grant program. Due to the policy committee cutoff, numerous bills, including education-related legislation, were adopted this week. We'll cover the key bills in Friday's TWEO newsletter. As budget writers now move toward negotiations, we encourage you to continue your engagement in the final 2 weeks of the session. The education community is making a major push for enhanced funding for maintenance supplies and operating costs, or MSOC. As noted earlier, the House provides an enhancement, but our effort is to increase that enhancement and also persuade the Senate to include MSOC in its budget. Again, 2 weeks remain in this session, and now is not the time to slow down. We need you to continue to be engaged, and we need your support. Thank you for listening.